Well, now joining me on the phone is Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel. And Tom was recently in Washington, D.C., doing some advocacy work for various child initiatives. Chief, thanks so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you.
So I know you talk about this issue of basically kind of having a personal change of how, you know, a while back you were kind of, you know, let's lock everybody up kind of thing. And now, you know, you've seen that it's time to start investing in the early childhood lives of people so that it will lead to a better outcomes later on.
Absolutely. We've talked before that, you know, 20 years ago, probably when I was a patrolman or came up through the ranks, in law enforcement, I think it was widely accepted that the more statutes we passed, the more felony crimes would somehow reduce crime or make society safer. And I don't necessarily subscribe to that anymore. So recently, I was in Washington within the last several weeks, and I've also been in Springfield, and I was down there for the Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, and Council for a Strong America's 20th anniversary. But while we were there, we were lobbying Congress, and we were lobbying on behalf of early childhood education, nutritional programs, support for strong families. And that sounds kind of strange from a law enforcement perspective or from a chief. And it's sometimes we're not well received. But at least this time, I happen to be down there with Tyler Edmonds, who's the state's attorney in Union County, Illinois, and a retired Lieutenant General Randall Rigsby. We traveled together along with Fight Crime, Invest in Kids staff to celebrate their 20th anniversary, but to spend an entire day on Capitol Hill running down our congressmen and I'm literally stopping them in the hallways and asking them to take a few minutes of their time so we could give them perspectives on how we can reduce crime without the traditional locking everybody up. And they were quite surprised, actually, Rick. Sometimes they look at us, as myself and Tyler Edmonds, as law enforcement personnel, and they're like, why aren't you here asking for more crimes or more money or more funding for equipment? How is it that you got involved in nutrition issues for children? And we would explain to them that this is where we think America needs to go. Not only have I been lobbying in Springfield, we've been lobbying now in Washington, because, as you know, Rick, it isn't working. But the model that is across the United States for locking everyone up is not working. So I believe these programs, we need to start at 3 and 4, and we'll get an answer 15 years from now. Now, that's a hard sell in Washington, because they want to see the answers right now, right in front of you. But as far as reducing crime, we need to start at a much earlier age.
Well, Chief, do you see the mindset that you've personally changed? Do you see that kind of thing happening when it comes to our politically elected leaders in Springfield and in Washington?
I do and I don't, and I say that because when I even in Springfield or Washington, when we are lobbying or running them down just to talk to them and prevent our facts, and these are data-driven facts, a lot of times they say, Chief, this is a really good idea. I believe in it. Show me the data. We give them the data. And they say, Chief, there isn't the money for these programs. But yet we're putting money into prisons and locking individuals up, both juvenile and adults. And we give them the dollars on what it costs. And then we give them the dollars on what these programs cost. And then I do something that's kind of unusual, that if you track some of the worst offenders that we lock up, if you go back to when they were 3 and 4 years old, and you look at their juvenile criminal history, and you look at their adult criminal history, and you look at the way they were raised, if we had reached them at 3 and 4 years old, when they could have got early education, proper nutrition, and support, we would not be in a situation, and it's actually factual. Yes, it takes longer to get there, but the violence that's going on in the metro Chicago area, the violence that's going on throughout the United States, we of law enforcement have gone back and tracked these individuals and shown, you know, when they were arrested when they're 8, 9, 10 years old as juveniles for sometimes serious crimes, I can show you that if we had taken a different approach early on, we would not be investing these dollars into locking them up, prosecuting, and other very expensive programs for really incarceration.
Well, Chief, I can see where you're, you know, when you talk to those political leaders, you know, that there are those two schools of thought. And one, you're starting to see it because of basically the financial situation of the state and the financial situation of the country, that, you know, criminal justice reform is getting a new look. And partly it's a bipartisan thing, where before some politicians might be concerned about appearing soft on crime, but you're seeing kind of this nexus of progressives as well as people concerned about, you know, the effectiveness of limited amounts of cash. And do you really want it to go into this huge overburdened prison system that we have in this country?
Exactly. And I'm telling them, it is about, in some ways, dollars, but the dollars need to go towards these preventative programs. They need to go towards early childhood education, parenting skills, nutrition. We've done it the other way. I'm there to convince them, no, you do need to take a different approach. And they say, this is a good idea, but what, you know, do I look soft on crime? Can I have an immediate response in a year or two? Probably not. But you can have a response within 5 years. You can start to show the recidivism is down. You can show that we're not locking up these juveniles. But we need to really get them at 3 and 4 and 5 years old. So I'm asking Congress, I'm asking our state legislators, please put the money into early education, early, 3, 4, 5. Put it into nutrition, because some of these offenders that we lock up, they didn't even have a good meal. They haven't had any education of life. They have that poor parenting that's happening, poor parenting skills. We have Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, Council for Strong America has data behind parenting skills programs, but they need to be funded. So I think there needs to be this shift where they stop saying it's a good program, Chief. It's a good program. And they need to really put focus on the dollars to get the services to those most needy.
We're speaking with Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. Maybe you might notice a little theme here in our little bit of bridge music today on Chicago Marathon Day. We're speaking with Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel, and Tom has been lobbying both Springfield and Washington in an effort to get more funds devoted to early childhood education, well-being, nutrition programs. And Chief, you also are involved in this Citizen Readiness Index that the Council for a Strong America has. Could you explain what that is?
Yes. Well, when we were in Washington, they released their 2016 Citizen Readiness Index. And Council for a Strong America is the parent organization for Fight Crime, Invest in Kids. And in that report that we presented at the conference and in Washington, it really focused on giving the state's letter grades for citizen readiness. And Illinois received a C, which isn't good enough. But those are really based on a ready workforce. Did you know that over 70% of the young adults between 17 and 24 that apply to the United States military do not get in because of either criminal backgrounds, obesity, or they're just not prepared to be in the military? That 70%, that's a large number. So that's one of the if you can't get into the military, Rick, if you can't get in past the basic military written exam, which is a general aptitude exam, we haven't prepared our young children to come up and get in the workforce in the United States. So in our report focused on advanced childhood education and creating a healthier school. There's actually a federal program called McVie, which stands for the Maternal Infant Early Childhood Home Visiting. That was also part of what we were advocating for Council for Strong America. But that report, the 2016 Citizen Readiness Index, is a report that's available on the Internet that was just released, and it's all fact-based. It's all data-driven. So we passed that report out to every single elected official in Washington that we came in contact with that day that we lobbied. And I really think it's a powerful tool. And you can see years of data that's been tracked. And it, in one way, it's a blueprint for what we should be doing, but it's also a little bit disappointing that we have such a adult population, early adult, 20 to 17 to 24, that really isn't ready to take on what America has to offer. And that includes businesses. There were private businessmen down in Washington who said they don't have enough skilled workers to man their organizations. So they're backing up our Citizen Ready Index report also.
Well, and you, you said you have lobbied both Springfield and Washington. How, in, as far as Springfield, with the fact of the state's, you know, budget mess, the budget impasse, the effect on some of these social service programs that that directly impact some of the goals in the Citizens Readiness Index and the goals of fight crime, invest in kids. I mean, that had to be pretty frustrating.
Yes, it is, because it all is about dollars in Springfield, no question. It is about when we go down there and ask for funding, we're competing with everyone else. But one thing we tell them is I'm not here anymore to ask for you to fund new squad cars. I'm not asking you to fund. These are chiefs. I mean, remember, this organization is 5,000 police chiefs, sheriffs, prosecutors throughout Illinois, other advocacy groups. So we're down there unified saying, yeah, you know, this is something that I get nothing from. In law enforcement, we get something from that. We get lower crime. We get a better citizenry. But me personally, and the state's attorney Tyler Edmonds that was standing next to me from Union County, we don't get anything. There's no direct funding coming to us. There's no new equipment coming for us. This is a long term issue that I think our state legislators have a hard time wrapping their head around. They keep saying it's really good, but we need the dollars. And somebody has to say, yes, this is a good long-term program. We are going to give you long-term funding. Because, you know, Rick, I watch these every night. I watch the violence going on in the greater metropolitan Chicago area. I see the marches. I see the marches against violence, the marches against shootings, painful, painful parents on the news who have lost a child. And I have, every time I'm saying, why don't we put the money up front? Some of this violent crime could end. We need to put the dollars, the 3 and 4 and 5, and we won't see those parents having to go on the news when their son or daughter was murdered. That's a fact. We won't have to do that. It's not completely going to be reduced. But I am telling you that this data will back up the fact that I will be speaking to you on the phone 10 years from now telling you about the successes and not the failures.
And frankly, it sounds a lot like some of our politicians that they keep echoing, you know, education is my top priority. But then, you know, let's see it. Let's if you say it, let's prove it, show it up. And, you know, that's exactly kind of the attitude I think you're seeing too. That, oh, it sounds like a great idea, but, well,
yes, they're shocked when they see me down there. They're like, they literally are used to us lobbying them for more crime, more crimes, more statutes, more funding for equipment, and they're like, aren't you here to ask for to make something a Class 4 felony or a class? You know, they're used to police chiefs
sure.
doing that. I'm trying to turn the table and say, enough of that way. Please go this way.
Well, you can find more about the Citizen Readiness Index and more details from the Council for a Strong America, and you can go to strongnation.org, strongnation.org, for more information about that. Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel. Tom, thanks so much for joining me. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Rick, and have a great Sunday.
We'll be back with more right after this.